Hello, 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 and welcome to the Grant Writing and Funding Podcast, where we help passionate people create stable income with flexible schedules by getting ideal nonprofit clients with the best grant writing and nonprofit sales strategies in the industry. My name is Holly Rustick, and I went from working 50 plus hours per week as a grant writer inside a nonprofit, Inside our programs, the Freelance Grant Writer Academy and the Grant Professional Mentorship, I have helped more than 100 change makers get out of toxic 9-to-5 jobs and replace their full-time incomes while working part-time as a grant writer from home and around the world. Simply by learning how to write grants through our grants writing formula and implementing our unique approach to flexible hours by writing inspiring and seasoned grant writers, so you too can secure ideal nonprofit clients with cause areas that you fully believe in, get them massive funding, and be able to set your own schedule and revenue. Be sure to join our weekly email newsletter, the Freelance Grant Writer Hub Haven, where you get stress-free nuggets on the financial stability components and skills of flexible hours by writing grants. Plus, you get updates about the Freelance Grant Writer Hub Haven. Some of that today, so just go to grantwritingandfunding.com to subscribe. And now let's get ready for the most bold, empowering, and coachable coaching and conversations you've ever heard. Let's create a higher standard of stability, freedom, and legacy together.
Bonus if you join by May 2nd. You're definitely going to want to get on that bonus. That is a customized roadmap, your first 10K in grant writing sales. That is going to be amazing. A 2.5 hour call where you're going to be able to get personalized feedback on how to reach your first 10K in sales very quickly. All right, so let's get into today's episode. And like I mentioned, anything I'm talking about today, do join the webinar. Make sure you're signed up for that because we're going to go in more detail and give you a lot more. And you're also going to have live Q&A for that. I want to talk to you because I know some of you might be interested in learning how to write grants, but feel a little overwhelmed with the process. You may already have some grant writing experience in your work or as a volunteer, but you aren't sure if it can provide a sustainable income, or you started a freelance grant writing consultancy, but you're just not bringing in consistent or ideal nonprofit clients. It feels like a lot of work, like a lot of struggle. There's a lot of financial instability going on right now. You find yourself maybe even applying for jobs instead of looking for clients. And just, I want to just say, when you don't have a support system, when you don't have tools and resources, this is very normal. And even when you do, yeah, you can definitely dip into the mindset, but that's what your community is for when you join things like the Freelance Grant Writer Academy, where I just love our community because we actually have, we have a Slack channel and where you can post every day. We also do live group coaching calls and so much more. But in our Slack channel, we have a channel for just mindset. And a lot of people in there are dropping in like, you know what, this got hard, like this happened. You know, I thought this client was going to sign on. They didn't. Now I'm feeling a little stretched. How do I move forward? So we actually do coaching about that because these are real valid feelings. But once we can identify that, okay, this is a feeling and this is a circumstance, how can we now reposition that so we can create better thoughts? Like the circumstance isn't going to change, but we can start creating better thoughts around that that actually create better feelings. And then those feelings are going to create different actions. And those different actions of not applying for jobs, but actually going out and getting a strategy to get more clients or to have coaching to have better high converting sales calls and all of that, that turns into a different result. Instead of spinning out, spending a bunch of time applying for a job and still like feeling like I should do this freelance grant writing thing or whatever, and it's just you're a mess, right? Instead, you're focusing on strategy because your mind's in the right place. So the result is then you're bringing in more consistent clients and you feel more secure, right? So that's just like a touch of, I get you, I feel you. And we have a lot of processes, strategy, and coaching in place to be able to address that. But here's the thing, you have dreams of helping causes you believe in by leveraging grant writing skills so you can earn a very good income on part-time or flexible hours, right? You want to learn or hone grant writing so that you have a skill that will always provide an income no matter where you are. And that is really what we see so many of you all are at. You know it's a possibility. You're seeing the results, especially from the people in the academy. You might be seeing them on social media and in our email, but you're like, can that be me, right? But I have this special circumstance. I'm just here to say that we have people living in different countries that are making this a reality. We have single moms making this a reality, myself included, right? We have so many people in different positions that work full-time jobs still making this a reality, right? We have people that care for loved ones making this reality. We have moms of very young children making this a reality, right? There are so many different situations, and that's why it's so amazing as well, is it doesn't really matter what your situation is. When you know these skills and when you have the support and the systems and the tools, you can work flexible hours and create an income while doing amazing work that you're really passionate about. But the kicker is you want confidence in your grant writing skills. You're like, okay, that sounds great, but I'm having a lot of imposter syndrome. You know, and plus you're like, I don't even know how to sell my services. I would feel super salesy and sleazy, and I just don't know if I can do that. Maybe I'm an introvert, right? And of course, you want to feel valued in your pricing and have clients that don't ask you to work pro bono or for deep discounts. And you're afraid that's always going to happen. If you're a grant writer, people will just come to you. You're not going to know how to say no for working for free, right? And that is like, ooh, you're like, I don't know, because I know people are going to come to me asking me to work for free, and I'm not sure how to put up boundaries around that. Maybe you are working a job full time and you just don't even know how to quit that job safely, securely, or responsibly. And maybe you're like, I do. There's a part of me that does want to earn high five figures or even six figures while working part time. But how would that work on flexible hours? As an entrepreneur, doesn't that mean you're always in the grind? Right? So you're having a lot of these thoughts, and I know it because a lot of my students, this is, and even myself, a lot of these types of thoughts would come in like, yes, this is such a great opportunity and there's so much potential here, but these are things that are getting in the way. These are a lot of the thoughts that I'm having that are getting in the way. And a lot of you might not have even articulated these thoughts, but as I'm saying them, you're like, oh yeah, that resonates. Right? Oh yeah, that really resonates. Ooh, I never think about that. Ooh, that is a little scary. But here's the thing. You want to write grants while not feeling overwhelmed or underpaid. You want flexibility and a skill that provides a sustainable income, just like our students. And that is going to help you say, okay, yeah, these are scary thoughts. How can we mitigate them? How can we overcome them? I'm seeing actually people are doing that. And is the result worth it? Is the result worth it? Is working flexible hours and mastering a skill that helps bring in thousands or hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars to causes around the world that help people or help animals or help movements, and you're getting a sustainable income, is that worth it? I'd say yes. That's worth it to help overcome these thoughts and to get a community and a support system in your corner to help with that. And as we've mentioned, we've seen this so much. Even in my own life, my own career, I was working at a nonprofit. I was, you know, in this toxic nonprofit at work environment, and realizing that I had to work so much harder on weekends, on evenings, all of that with a little tiny child as a single mom. And I had to do all of that just to be able to get a promotion. The highest amount I made before I left the nonprofit was $50,000 per year. And that was like a big, you know, promotion since I came in, but it was not worth it. That nonprofit owned me. I was doing grants all of the time. I was also managing grants. I was also a program manager. I was working like three different jobs just to get to that point. And I did not have the status either. A lot of times the executive director would leave for, you know, a while, and I would be the acting executive director even. But I didn't have the status with the board, and I really didn't have the support either in that position. So while I worked so hard, so much, And that wasn't even cutting it. Like $50,000 a year in Guam is not a lot, right? The cost of living out here is extremely high. I had to pay for daycare, all of the things, right? So it was just like enough so I'm not on the poverty level, but it wasn't enough where I could get the support that I needed. So it was paycheck to paycheck. And I have seen this again and again and again in so many people's lives, especially those who work in nonprofits and that are grant writers. There is so much. So even a lot of you might be like, well, Holly, I'm just listening to this because I want to become a grant writer and work in a nonprofit. And while that's great and while that could be a completely different experience than what I've had, I've actually seen a majority of people have a similar situation to mine. And that's why we really want to give you the support to become a freelance grant writer so you don't have to work weekends. You're not working evenings. You can put more policies in place about when you're available and when your work hours are, and even your response time, like your communication policy, as far as you can have a 24 or 48 hours response time of if they send you an email or they send you a phone call or a text, the nonprofit client. Right? You don't need to respond right away. And you're only going to be responding during your working hours. And you're going to tell them what your office hours are. There are so many more boundaries that you can create. And the other thing as well is you can create a different type of experience and status level with the nonprofit. So instead of being an employee or under someone or all of that weird stuff, you're actually an advisor coming in. And you're on a different status entirely. And you get to control your own schedule. So a full-time income while writing grants on part-time hours from home, it equals freedom and it equals stability, right? A lot of people think, oh, but Holly, working a 9-to-5 is stable. I know exactly what I'm getting paid every 2 weeks, etc. But I am here to tell you that, especially if you work inside a nonprofit, your job is never stable. I have seen too many budgets to know your job as a grant writer is one of the hardest to get covered in a nonprofit. And it is never, never stable, right? A lot of you are actually job contingent on if your grant gets awarded or not. And that is so unhealthy. Like you're coming and you're writing grants in desperation mode because you're like, if this doesn't get awarded, I might get fired. Like I might lose my job. And that is not a healthy place to come from at all. So there's actually more stability when you can have more clients and you can set up your schedule and you have a different form of status working with a nonprofit. So this is what I was able to create, but it wasn't always like that, as I mentioned. And it even took me when I quit my job finally and I was like, nope, I'm gonna open my own business and all of that. I was still undercharging in the beginning. I still got paralyzed in getting proposals out. Like I'd have the sales call and then I'd be like, I don't know what to price this. I don't even know how I would do this. Like I know how to write grants, but, and I was a grant writer, y'all, and I was still getting paralyzed in that. I felt awkward then following up on proposals. So I would either aggressively follow up or not follow up at all. And I resisted to bringing up pricing during discovery sales calls. Like that's what they're there for. And I resisted to bringing up pricing because I was so insecure about a lot of it was even my worth, right? Because as an employee, it's such a different experience. As an entrepreneur, I had to start tapping into who I am and shifting my identity. And that was really hard, right? That was really hard. And even if as I have scaled my business, I'm doing that same type of work again and working in a lot of courage projects, right? And that has been so empowering. But going back to what is my identity? So part of that was, ooh, I shouldn't bring up pricing because people who talk about money are greedy, like these old limiting beliefs that I had from growing up, right? That I had never had to address because I had never been in those types of situations. You know, when you get hired, especially as females, we're not taught to negotiate, even, you know, when we're getting hired for a salary job, all of that. So I brought a lot of this trauma and this self-limiting, and I call them actually self-protecting beliefs, to the table as an entrepreneur because it was the first time that I actually had to address them. So I realized this too as I've worked through that, and I would let people pick my brain for free. I assumed nonprofits couldn't afford my prices, so I gave deep discounts before people even asked for it. I said yes to doing any type of fundraising work, and I spent way too many hours tinkering on things like a website instead of going out and making sales, right? And if you resonate with any of this, if you are new to freelance grant writing, or if you're thinking about freelance grant writing, and you're like, oh my gosh, Holly, you're talking to me, like these are deep-seated fears that I am afraid that I would fall into. So how can I create a sustainable business coming into it with this mindset or with these kind of beliefs that are they're actually false, y'all. They're false. So what I had to do, and then I've created my program from this to help others, is I had to work on myself first, right? I had to work and figure out, okay, why am I thinking this way? How can I change that? And then that allowed me to get to the point of focusing on value-based pricing, creating streamlined services, right? Being very clear in my delivery and understanding and learning all of the strategy about doing sales calls, all of the things. But it took me time to get there. And that's why I know you, I hear you, I feel you. And that's why we developed the Academy, which is a 12-month group coaching program. So we can be with you all the way from start until you're confident, right? On your own. And working through these things so we can help you as well, especially when those self-limiting beliefs come up and you're starting to say like, ooh, people are ghosting me in my sales calls and I don't know why and I'm feeling like no one's showing up. Like, why is this happening? We can work and say, okay, what's going on here? But we can also look at strategy. Like, maybe you just didn't put any policies in your booking on your booking page. So those types of things we can completely help. And that has been one of the best things that has been for me is me getting coaching as well. So the changes I've had and that I've implemented into my systems to be able to get a full-time income on flexible hours by writing grants is I got coaching. I streamlined my offerings with a unique industry concept. So everything's very clear. I created value-based pricing. I created a master grant template with repeatable systems. I created an ethical nonprofit sales system is what I call it. So we do sales a little differently with nonprofits than other people do in the private or for-profit world completely. We have to overcome different objections that a lot of people outside of the nonprofit world just don't have, right? And then I got a lot of boundaries with policies. So we created a lot of these frameworks that I mastered first and then started teaching in small groups and then grew from that. So the results have been in the Freelance Grant Writer Academy already, just since June of 2023, our students have secured over $50 million in grant funding and almost $1 million in nonprofit client sales. So in revenue from the sales that they've made through their grant writing skills. Amazing. And on a personal note, going to that full-time income, I have a higher income now than I would have ever dreamed possible from before. I've been able to pay off all my student loans in debt, making multi-six figures easier than ever before. Like I never had made that much before. More results and value for my clients. I bought a condo with an ocean view. Like there's very few people in my family who are even homeowners. I take off 6 weeks every summer and time throughout the year. And I have clients that find me. And I also show up confidently on sales calls and no pricing, which is more peace. And we've seen this throughout the program too. So if you want to learn more about our system, and you can hear it, we talk real. We talk real in our programs. And on the webinar, I'm going to go through and give you three main strategies on how you can create this full-time income on very flexible hours as a grant writer, even if you've never written a grant before. We've got systems in place to teach you grant writing and then to teach you how to price your services, how to do ethical nonprofit sales, and then even client delivery. So you are definitely going to want to sign up for our free webinar on April 30th. Replace your full-time income on flexible hours by writing high-quality grants fast. Once again, that's Tuesday, April 30th at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard. Go ahead and jump over to grantwritingandfunding.com/318 or grantwritingandfunding.com/freelance-webinar. And you'll be able to sign up for free. Yes, there will be a time-limited replay if you can't make it. You're definitely going to want to register because only those who are registered will receive the 48-hour bonus when we open up the doors to the Freelance Grant Writer Academy. And that is an amazing bonus. We're not even going to open up the doors publicly until May 2nd to anyone who has not signed up for the webinar. So you're going to get a lot of benefits to come to the webinar and to get the replay in case you miss it, but to get in on that 48-hour bonus. All right, so that was your bonus podcast episode number one. We're going to be having a series of these because I really am so powerful about the movement that we've created where we can help you create financial stability on flexible hours through grant writing. And please do subscribe to the podcast. I'll see you later. Bye.